Yes, to the almost irresistible pull of the conspiracy theory in a moment. Are there some that you subscribe to? But first, it's hello to Wendy Zukerman.
The mailbox was full this week.
Yes. Thanks to the numerous listeners who got in contact to point out that during our exploration of the portrayals of archaeology in popular culture, I mispronounced the word archaeology. Archaeology. Oh, yeah.
You know what, Cassie? If this is your mea culpa for the year, I reckon it's been a pretty good year.
Oh, that's very kind of you to say. I did actually get in contact with Peter Hiscock, who is the Tom Austin Brown Professor of Australian Archaeology at the University of Sydney, who was our interviewee, and apologised to him and said he should have pointed it out. But he said, this is what he wrote, he said, actually, lots of archaeologists pronounce it archaeology with just a slightly softer A, so you shouldn't feel bad. So there you go. Who knew? Clearly not me. Now to the week in pop culture, Wendy.
You're not the only one with a mea culpa, it seems. Kenny G was seen to be supporting the Hong Kong protesters when he turned up at the pro-democracy demonstrations, doing peace signs and tweeting about peace. The Chinese government was very upset. And then he apologised and said, actually, I don't really know anything about this situation. I just rocked up there.
Yeah, I liked him for about 5 minutes until this sort of evaporated into a, oops, I made a mistake. But the plot thickened when a conspiracy theory emerged.
Yeah, one of Kenny G's most famous songs, and it's actually ridiculously famous in China, is Going Home. And it sounds a bit like this. It's not just dulcet tones, but around China and Hong Kong, when this music starts playing in malls, it means that it's time for people to go home and the shops are closing.
Oh, listen to it. Very effective. I imagine it's extremely effective. And so what people were saying, that this was some kind of semiotic message that people should abandon the protest.
That's right, that just by the appearance of Kenny G, people would be hearing the tunes of Going Home and they'd want to go home. But as one protester pointed out, if tear gas didn't turn them away, neither would Kenny G.
Meanwhile, action figures of the characters from Breaking Bad have been pulled from the shelves.
Toys R Us is going to stop selling Breaking Bad figures following an online petition. Now, this is how Fox News reported it.
The Walter White figure is carrying a duffel bag that's filled with cash and a bag of crystal meth. I don't know on what planet this would be appropriate to have on the shelves at Toys R Us.
Oh, yes, a very irate Fox News. Ellen DeGeneres took another angle.
Toys R Us is defending itself because they say that the action figures are in the adult section, which is for people 15 or older. Because we all know that meth is okay once you turn 15. That's totally fine.
What do you think, Cass? Should Toys R Us be selling these?
Should Toys R Us be selling Barbie dolls?
Well, that's the thing. The petition said that this violent content and celebration of the drug trade should not be sold alongside Barbie dolls and Disney characters. But here's what Barbie is promoting.
Barbie!
I just moved into my newest, biggest dream house ever.
Open it up. It's huge. 3 floors.
Life in the dream house.
An amazing kitchen.
The ultimate Barbie closet.
Oh,
okay.
Great morals all around.
Shameless consumerism is okay, plus impossibly idealised bodies, but yeah, okay, I get it.
What do you think, though?
Well, as we learn on Four Corners this week, crystal meth addiction and use is one of the biggest problems facing rural communities in Australia. I guess maybe it is a bad idea.
The TV show doesn't really glorify.
Yeah, but maybe the action figures normalise it. Maybe this is the real issue. Why are people buying Breaking Bad action figures? The show was great. It went for 5 seasons, though, and it's finished. It's over. So, you know.
Are you saying it's ancient history? It's like archaeology.